dry container, carrying content, going to a continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and meets the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
The word of God is the fire in your bones. Join Pidane Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living City Church, Lagos, for another exclusive encounter with God's word. Stay blessed.
Sit down, sit down. Please, I will sit. Let me see if I can share something. I will pray. I'm supposed to preach on how to generate capacity. So, it was needed that the Lord will not pity us, because the work the Lord wants to do in our heart today is going to be painful. I need to warn you before we start. It's going to be painful. So, if it is painful, so the Lord should not pity you. So I want to teach you on how to generate capacity. I'm going to share just one way, I will pray. Because I know by the time God starts work, all of us here, we will not be able to stand the work. Are you ready for God's work in your heart? I can't hear your voice. I can't hear you. So show me 2 Kings chapter 6, chapter 4. Just play the strings. It is are you ready this afternoon? Now, okay, let's follow. Let's read one to go. Let's read. There cried a certain woman of the wives of who? The son of the prophet is a sign in the context of this scripture. Sons of the prophet are those in a prophetic school. So they are all prophets. Remember, when Elijah was going, it was the sons of the prophet that told Elisha, your master is going today. So sons of the prophet can prophesy. Am I correct? Okay. Let's continue. Say, thy servant, my husband, is what? How come Elisha didn't hear the news before he died? How come the only news he heard is the death news? How come Elisha didn't hear news of his exploit? How come the only news Elisha heard was dead news? So you will also die. So that you will also die. The Lord must walk the work of today. So that you will also die. And the prophet will only hear the dead news. So that is why we are here today. See, what happened? He said, thou knowest that thy servant did what? Fear the Lord. So it means it's possible to be born again and be stranded in life. You didn't hear me. It means it is possible that you are on fire, yet you are fired. It means it's possible to be born, yet you are burnt. He said, you know he feared the Lord, but he died. How can he die like a chicken, yet he's a prophet? Follow me. What happened next? He said, the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be born men. The son of the prophet died. He died useless. Died empty. He couldn't leave any inheritance. So he was a debtor. I believe he committed suicide.
You didn't hear me?
How will he die? After his death, creditor came to pick his Jesus. I believe he was trying to run away from them. He said, the best way to avoid ridicule is to commit suicide. So I believe he committed suicide. I believe he said, to avoid embarrassment, how can I, the pastor, be arrested by a member because I could not pay debt? Let me go die. My challenge is that there was a prophet whom he could talk to, but he didn't talk. But the only thing the prophet could hear was his death news. That's why I'm here today. It's just journey. Next verse. Let's see what you do. Elijah said to her, what shall I do for thee? What is the next one? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? Excuse me, how come the son of the prophet didn't know there was something in the house? Elisha came. He said the solution to the problem is that there is something in your house that my son that died like a chicken didn't see. Can you tell me what is in the house? He said, I have nothing save the pot of oil. He said, yes, that is it. How can you carry the anointing and you behave like anointless? He said, there is something in the house and you were not aware. Your husband died and there was a pot of oil in the house. How come he died with the oil in the house and he was not aware? Many of us are wasted. Yeah, there is oil in the house. Many of us are wasted and there is oil in the house. He said, tell me what is in the house. He says, sir, we have nothing but the oil of oil, because the husband had made the wife to see nothing in the oil. So he said, we have nothing. But the prophet made the wife see nothing in the oil in the house. So the wife never knew that the oil in the house is the rescue for the prophet that died. He died because he was a debtor, and yet there was oil in the house. Let's continue reading. Verse 3, what happened? Then he said, go borrow these vessels abroad. The son of the prophet had oil but lacked vessels. The son of the prophet had oil, that is his solution in the house, but what he lacked was that he lacked vessel. So after his death, and they were coming to pick his wife, the prophet said to him, he said, there is oil in the house. What you need is vessels, and where can you get it from? Go to church. He said, borrow abroad from all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Somebody say capacity. Why? Because the level of the container affects the quantity of the oil. The container you came with determines how much the oil you can contain. Show me the next verse. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt keep pouring into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Next verse. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Next verse. And it came to pass. What did it come to pass? When the vessels were full, what happened? That she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel. What happened? The oil stayed. The problem is not the oil. The problem is the vessel. This is why I'm here today. The problem is not God in releasing the anointing. The problem is that you lack capacity. If there is a man that can have capacity, there is a oil. There is a God that carries a oil and can pour oil into the container. I've come to announce to you, you can come with a keg. That keg will be full. You can come with a bowl. That bowl will be full. You can come with a container. A container will be full. You can come with a tanker. A tanker will
be full. Yet the oil source is not dry. But I saw a man in the Old Testament. He said, excuse me, sir. He gave the container is full. The land is not full. He anointed my head with oil. And my cup was over. He said, sir, the land is also part of those things that can receive the oil. Why? Because the oil I want to collect is not for me alone. Anyone around me, if the one in the cup is not enough, the one on the floor will be enough. If the one in the cup cannot be enough, sir, let it all pour. Say, and he anointed my head with oil, and my cup started dropping. I said, God came to him, David, the cup is full. He said, sir, the cup is full, the land is not full. The cup is full, the land is not full. Why? Because I'm touching the generation. So this oil must be spreading. Guess what? It spread. When Jesus came, he said, son of David, oil connected them. They didn't say son of Abraham. They didn't say son of Jacob. The oil connected them. Because the oil was touching the ground. The oil was everywhere. But guess what? That was the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, I saw something else. God is saying to me, you told me to come with a container. The Old Testament, you need vessels. Borrow a vessel, not a few. In the New Testament, don't come with container. Somebody say, pastor, what are we coming with? No, you are wrong. Do you want to know what I can come with? You want to know? God is saying, in the Old Testament, when they come with container, there is a level, no matter how much they can take, the container will be finished. But what I can do is that out of your bellies, so I am not bringing container. God, dig the well here. Aha! Then they were coming with container. But God, there was a time. The vessels finished. God is saying, I am not coming with container again. Can I dig the well here? He very much believed in me. As I've said, out of his bellies shall flow rivers, not one river. I am talking about river Niger jamming with Benue. Benue is jamming with Nile. Nile is jamming with Mississippi. I am talking about rivers all together. He said, God's son, I am not ready to pour into a container. I want to dig the well here. Any man that is saved, God is not looking for container again. He said, when I pour into container, after a while, the vessels will be finished. But what I'm doing in this generation, I am digging the well here. The rivers are going to flow. Why are we in church? Father, dig the well here. See, no matter the container I come with, it will be full. Because God is not stingy with oil. God is not stingy with oil. We are the ones that lack vessels. When you say, Father, I am not collecting the oil for myself. Can you dig the well so that I can begin to release it? Out of his belly shall flow, not shall fetch. If it is your own, you are the one using it. Here God is saying, I am not giving you what you can use. I'm giving you what you can use and transfer. Many people are content. God is saying, I'm looking for pipe. If you are a pipe, it flows through you to others. He said, out of his belly shall flow. Water flows. If a water is dead, that water is a dead water. It stinks. But when the water is flowing, the water is alive. There is life in the water. God is saying, in the New Testament church, in the New Testament believers, I am tired of believers that came with the vessel. After a while, the vessel is going to be full. And there is something about vessels, because it's a container and it's not coming out. When you leave the water for a while, there is debris on it. The water begins to stink after a while. But God is saying, I am not doing that again. If you are coming with vessels, no problem. But for me, I am looking for people that will agree with me to dig borehole here. I want to dig it on your inside. I want to dig it on your inside. If you can open up, I want to dig it on your inside. Show me John chapter 7. John chapter 7. Let's start reading from 37. John chapter 7. Before we go there, let's go to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. John chapter 1. Show me from verse 28 downward. Let's start like that. John chapter 4. From verse 28 downward. And the woman that left her water pot. Show me from verse 24. Show me from verse 24. Show me from verse 24. If I'm correct, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, verse 25. And the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is God Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. 26. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you, I am here. And upon this came the disciples. Oh no. Show me a verse before. He said, it shall be in the well. It shall be in the well. That's what I'm looking for. It shall be in the well. He that drink the water that I shall give, it shall be in the well. He that drink the water that I shall give, it shall be in the well. He that drink the water that I shall give, it shall be in the well. There are two levels God is talking about. If you find one, you'll be coming. Can you show me that scripture? Have you seen it? It's in this same chapter. 14. But whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give unto him shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give to him shall be in what? In him a well springing up. But excuse me, if you are well, you are down. The only fresh in from you and take out. The fresh from you and take out. God said this is a level. You can decide to be a well. So they come inside, look down and fresh. Until they look down, they come fresh. They cannot swim inside. They cannot do anything. Only a bucket can go inside. Because a well is always going down. I know you are deep, but you are springing up. But men will come to you to get. He said it's a level. Well, there is something deeper and higher. John chapter 7 verse 37. He said there is something deeper. So you can be between the two. In the Old Testament church, they come with vessel. In the New Testament, he said that I do any of these two things. One, I make you well. Number two, he said in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Verse 38, he that believeth unto me, as the scripture, said, out of his belly shall flow rivers. What I am doing is beyond the well. This one is flowing all over. It's empty places. People can swim in it. So they can connect with you and enter into your flow. If it is the well, they can only come and fetch you. They sit there around you. But if it is a river, you can use canoe on it. You can use ship on it. You can use submarine instead of it. I am talking of somebody. We are not using bucket to fetch from you. If you are a well, we come with a bucket. But if you are a river, we can come with a tanker and draw from you. We can swim inside you. We cannot swim in a well, but we can swim in a river. If you are a river, we can travel from one location to another location. Meaning, if I come into your life, I change level from one spot to the other. If I'm a well, you can only fetch the ground bath before you fetch 10 times your back is aching you. But if you are a river, you just come inside, you swim, you do irrigation from a river. You can carry your cane on me, you can carry your boat on me, you can carry some money on me, you can even get oil inside the river. I am talking to believers that we say, God, is either you do a well or you do a river. But I think I prefer a river because a river is generational. A river is moving from one town to another. You can see River Benue, it cut across Nigeria. And it's still moving everywhere. You can see River Niger. He came from somewhere. Enter into Nigeria. Leave Nigeria to Cameroon. You can see River Nile, the longest river in Africa. Cross country river. You can see River Mississippi, the longest river in the world. It's everywhere. There is no deepest river. If there is a, there is no deepest well, if a well is very deep, people will not be willing to fish. But if a river is very deep, if a river is deep, Ayabada, that is where you get fishes like whale. That is where you get fishes like shark. I am not looking for somebody in church, somebody that will say, God, I am tired of the well experience. Can you start a river here? Can you stop the river here, that generations will flow from him. Excuse me, it's possible for a well to be blocked. They blocked the well of Jacob, but you can't block a river. You can't block a river. You cannot stop a river. So they can stop your well. They can block your well. They cannot block a river. Is somebody that will cry this morning, God, I didn't come with vessel. Lord, I am not crying for a well. Can you do a river here? Lord, I didn't come with vessel. Lord, I am not crying for a well. But God, can you do a river here? Is somebody still sitting down? Is somebody still sitting down? Will you cry to God this morning? Lord, I am crying. Can you raise a well here? Rivers, rivers, rivers. I am not talking of vessels. I am not talking of well. Oh God, not one, not two. This is how to enlarge your capacity. You beg for a river. This is how to enlarge your capacity. Lord, can you do a river level walk? Can you do a river level walk? Can you do a river level walk? I am not begging for a well. I am not coming with a vessel. But Lord, let them flow from this river. The sea that never draws, the ocean that never draws, the river that never draws. I have come to dream. Yeah.
We are saying, Father, we are moving from vessels. We are moving from a well, and we move to rivers. In the Old Testament, they came with vessels. At the beginning of the New Testament, they came with well. But when the Holy Ghost came, they entered rivers. When it was God the Father, the first dimension is come with vessels. When it was God the Son, the second dimension is come with well. I can do a well here. But when the Holy Ghost appeared, show me the next verse. Verse 39. Let's see where to go. But this is speak of what? Loud and clear. It speak of what? It spoke of the Spirit. It is the Spirit that usher in the rivers. I don't know whether you came with a container, but I said, God, no matter how many containers I bring, it will be full. Is it not what I know? No matter the container, it will be full. Maybe you came for that to a well. How many people can fetch from your well? They will be tired. But God, it is a river. It can flow between cities. There is a river that flows from Nigeria to US, to London. It can flow between countries. A well is not flowing anywhere. You can only take water here. Why will you carry water from a well to US? But a river can get there. But that was the initial arrangement of God in the Garden of Eden. That was the initial arrangement that men will operate by rivers. Father, do a work. River level works. Work that is beyond church. A river can spill into the streets. Work that is beyond town. Can you do a work again? Capacity for nations. Global capacity. Is somebody crying to God? Lord, rivers! Rivers! City. the wind bloweth where it listeth. Just read it, read it. And thou hearest the sound but cannot tell whence it cometh and where it goeth. You cannot believe the direction of the river. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Say, Father, what I'm requesting is Holy Ghost capacity. Let Holy Ghost be my capacity. You cannot predict it. You cannot explain it. You cannot stop the work. It's flowing everywhere. Ikapayata. Holy Ghost capacity. Holy Ghost capacity. Holy Ghost capacity. Rivers, 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 rivers. Holy Ghost capacity. Amen. Amen. You see, Pastor, since the river is the Holy Ghost capacity, how do I generate it? The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the more the river. The more you pray, maybe when you start, it's one river. As you are continuing, you enter two rivers. You enter rivers. So it means each river, Niger can jam with Benue. The more you press, maybe river or group will join. As you are pressing, maybe river or Lua will join. Some people are flowing in one river, some 100 rivers. No wonder Apostle Paul said, thank God I speak in tongues more than you know. How can a man speak in tongues more than the whole church? That means he's operating in all the rivers in the city. He said, thank God I am the custodian of all the rivers. Thank God I speak in tongues more than you know. The more you pray in tongues, the more the river. I don't know the river you are walking in. Can you increase your river? Increase your river. Increase your river. Looking is not equal to praying. Looking and thinking is not equal to praying. If you want to pray, you better pray. Looking and thinking is not equal to praying. This is not time to think. This is time to increase your river.
Stop this work. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Let the mass rise in our hearts. In Jesus' name we are praying. Sita. Don't allow this thing to stop in church. Every day we are working, remember, how many rivers am I working in now? I need to increase my river. The more you pray in tongues, the more you increase the river. This is how to generate capacity. Some people came with vessels. Some a well. But us, you know? That is the capacity. In this river capacity, you can do anything. Anything is possible. In this capacity, anything is possible.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms @danielolawande. Stay blessed.